Hello, everybody. This is Chuck from ChuckChat.com coming to you with the August 4th edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Happy anniversary to my parents. I believe it's 60... What year is this? 60... 61 years. Yes, they had their 60th anniversary last year. I should know. I worked on that video, if you remember that. Mark Kilfoyle, the encaffeinated one, said that these letters kind of sound like a Casey Kasem long-distance dedication. If you're not joining in the fun on Facebook, there is a Dog Days of Podcasting group over there. And I encourage you, go over there. This is a transmedia experience. There are discussions happening there that are extensions of the ones that are happening here. There are discussions that are happening that are unrelated to the ones happening here. It's a whole lot of fun. So rather than respond to everybody in a podcast about a podcast, and then the thing keeps going around in a circle, which some people do, and that's all right. That's the way to do it. I've done that before. You can go over there and actually be able to put emoticons in, or emoji. Wow, there's a term we haven't used in a while. Okay, so I imagine this being said as Casey Kasem. Here is today's C&D story. And if you really want to go way back, I put the ampersand between C and D was two ampersands because I'm that much of a nerd. It's C, ampersand D, but I'm just going to say C and D. Oh, by the way, this is being recorded on a Rode Reporter microphone, which is a long microphone and looks like you see on the reporters on TV. Hefty thing, too. It is going into the Rode iXLR, which adapts XLR to lightning connector. I'm kind of surprised Boss Jock gets along with this thing because usually it likes its microphones plugged into the headphone jack. But that's okay. My headphones are plugged into the headphone jack so I can hear what's going on. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to hear the music. Well, I've done that before too. So as Casey Kasem, no, I'm not going to do this as Casey Kasem. I don't do a very good Casey Kasem. But you can imagine if you wish. This is from April 14th, 1987, 20 hours and 33 minutes. The subject, rash, all capitals with an exclamation point. This must be important. I just got the time to stop scratching and type a message. Ever since last night at 6:30, I've had a rash all over. It would remain local for a while and then move to another location on me and be even more bothersome. I thought it was over when I went home last night and didn't feel itchy anymore. Wrong. I woke up a couple times last night to soothe the itch with a vigorous scratching. All I got was about 4 hours of sleep. I could hardly stay away as Dee and I went out to lunch. I'm having troubles reading my writing from 30 years ago, but you try it sometime. I could hardly stay away as Dee and I went out to lunch at Pizza Hut. Luckily, our class was short today, and I didn't have to fight a boring lecture. At this time, I thought the rash had subsided. But when we got back to school at 1:30, it showed up again. On my face. That was it. I had to see a doctor. I called to make an immediate appointment. The lady said that nobody was around this afternoon. "What do you do if someone gets sick on Tuesdays?" I asked. She did manage to find a physician that takes care of me. I went right in and showed him some of the patches. When I took off my shirt, I even surprised myself. It looked as if there was a severe hemorrhage under my skin. What a display! If I had waited to see the doctor like the lady suggested, the whole thing probably would have been clear by then. That's happened before. The doctor and I tried to track down any possible causes that might have triggered it, but nothing special came to mind. All of the food I ate Monday was the same as Sunday, and all that stuff. He told me a little bit about histamines and how they're released, and I got a little biology lesson, not the same kind I got from Dee last Wednesday. Eyebrows up a couple of times. He sent me to the lab to have a blood sample taken and told me to buy some Benadryl. I took it, and it cleared right up. No itches, no red spots, no nothing. I feel great. It did make me feel a little drowsy, though, but I like my sleep. Now for the good part. Should I be cruel? I'll tell Dee that the doctor and I went through everything that I did, ate, and came in contact with recently, and she was one of the possible causes. Sorry, Dee, but I can't go on seeing you. Do you think it'll work as a joke? I think it could. I think I could do it for a little while anyway. It's cruel but fun. You're probably thinking, does he want to keep this relationship or what? All relationships need a little humor in them. I just provide a little more to ours. I'll let you know if it works. Oh, yeah. She can get the night off tomorrow, and we are going out to eat, and just don't know where or when yet. Stay tuned to the DNC show. McCoy out. There you have it, from April 14th, 1987. Now I'm going to start saying that on the podcast. So I'll get my years all screwed up again. It takes me a couple of years to do that. Thank you very much, and enjoy the dog days of podcasting.